The local residents call this building Uskolastk. It was designed by the engineers Michele and Vincenzo Danisi and built by Giovanni Mitari Tona. This school building was the first to be built in Palo del Colle, as previously schools has been housed in whichever space could be found, such as the Palazzo del Principe until 1925. In the former Dominican monastery or in the private homes. The school was opened on the 22nd of April 1928, in the presence of local and national authorities, and following the suggestion of the head teacher, Francesco Polito, was named after the illustrious resident of Palo, Domenico Forgis d'Avanzati, who lived between 1742 and 1810, and was Bishop of Canosa, a writer and scholar, and a member of the government of the Parthenopian Republic. A marble inscription at the entrance is dedicated to him. The building has the shape of a letter C, with a central section and two side wings which create an open space at the back used for PE or other activities. It is a perfectly symmetrical architectural structure, in line with the style of the times and replicated in other schools in the province of Bari. The main facade stands out while the side facades are set back. The central part of the main facade catches the eyes with its entrance, balcony, and the inscribed dedication and the clock. On the side facades are the inscriptions Scuole Femminili and Scuole Maschili, left over from a time when the boys and girls were separated in school, up until about 50 years ago. Delicate bas-reliefs adorn the facade, four square tiles depicting moments of school activities of time, writing, reading, sewing, and music. This building has been an important part of the lives of generations of citizens who were educated here at the primary school. During the Second World War, between 1942 and 1943, the school was forced to close and was used as a military hospital. Over the years, it has hosted cultural events, shows, exhibitions, and film clubs. Today, the school is part of the Forges d'Avanzati Mastro Matteo Comprehensive Institute, and this building houses the nursery and primary schools.